Clubrush limped slowly over to the spot. After a quick glance, he gave his verdict to Elbrig in an undertone.
Bad news for us, Lance Corporal. Looks like the Blood Wrath's full on her. Take four with you and find her. We'll wait here.
Traubag's Deodore, Fergale and Fallow jogged in a line abreast with Elbrig. In broad daylight, the trail of Rose Eyes was clear. Ripped up moss, flattened bushes and trampled heather all told the story of the badger's flight. The irrepressible Traubags chattered constantly as they forged on.
I say, looks like a flippin' herd of badgers passed this way, what? This blood red thing, Corp, what's it all about?
Elbrig eyed the grinning recruit, about to tell him to mind his words. Then he thought better of it.
You've as much right as the next beast to know, I suppose. Blood wrath is more a sickness than anything. 'Tis a terrible sight to behold. I think 'tis mainly badger warriors suffer from it, though I have heard of other beasts taken by the blood wrath. Imagine hating an enemy so much that even if he had 10,000 at his back, you'd charge at him. Aye, and destroy many to get at him. They say a beast taken in blood wrath can fight on, even though wounded almost to death. Aye, they battle on still, as if they was fresh as a daisy, slaying any beast that stands afore them. Red-eyed, full of the lust for death and scorning fear. That's blood wrath. Worst thing that can happen to a creature, I think.
Traubag was subdued by the corporal's statement, but only for a moment. He nudged Fergale, saying,
Hard luck on the foe beast, I'd say, but blinkin' useful to have a heftier dash of the blood wrath on our side. What?
In the late afternoon, Elbrig stopped to scan the weaving, meandering trail.
The fires appear to be dying down. These tracks are all over the place willy-nilly. She can't be far ahead.
Fallow pointed to the distant ash grove, set in a vale between three low-lying hills.
I'll wager we find her there. 'Tis where I'd make for, if I was tired and weary. What do you think, Corp?
I'd say you made a good bet. Let's get a move on. I think there's big birds flying low over that way.
They increased the pace. Drawing closer to the grove, Elbrig put on extra speed, roaring out an order.
Out, slings! It's rooks! They're attacking something!
Yelling eulalias and loosing off stones, the five hares leaped to the fray. Shrieking harshly, the rooks fled from their prey in a dark flapping mass, beating at one another with wings and talon in an effort to regain the safety of their grove. A few bold ones remained, sticking out their necks and menacing the hares with their pointed beaks. Charging into the ferns, Elbrig and his companions battered at the birds with loaded slings. Several rooks were slain before the birds finally fled. Cregor Rose-Eyes was surrounded by dead and dying birds. The big badger was ripped and pecked in a dozen places. Using her axe pike for support, she staggered from the ferns, with the hares assisting her. Elbrig watched her carefully as she drank from a small canteen he had brought along, and he noted that her face was calm and her eyes had returned to their normal rose pink.
So Aunt Clubrush sent us. Said you'd lost your way, ma'am.
Cregor looked slightly bewildered. Wiping a heavy pore across her eyes, she blinked at the Lance Corporal.
Lost? Yes, I suppose I was in a way. Where are all the others?
Elbrig pointed in the direction they had come from.
Nearly a full day's march back that way, ma'am. Can you make it?
The badger set out slowly, her head bowed wearily.
Yes, yes, you carry on, Corporal, I'll be fine.
Drill Sergeant Clubrush sat finishing a fine supper of forager stew, washed down with some good mountain cider. He wiped his platter with a chunk of rye bread.
By the fur and feather, that was a better meal than I ever knocked together in my recruit days. Top marks to you and your crew, young Elgador. There's hope for you yet.
As Elgador saluted, he cast a quick glance to the huge form of Lady Cregor, fast asleep on a pile of ground sheets by the fire.
Thanks, Sarge. Will we be moving out at dawn?
Clubrush continued wiping his already clean platter.
You move when I say, Lady Buck, and I move when she says. Though the seasons only knows when Lady Cregor will waken. She look fair done in. Thank the fates that she's normal again.